Trudeau minister proposes forcing news websites to have government license. By Chris Tomlinson on February 3, 2020. Canadian Heritage Minister Stephen Guilbeault has stated that news websites, along with social media companies, could be forced to obtain government licenses to operate in Canada. The minister, who has been tasked with updating Canada's broadcasting laws using the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, CRTC, stated that internet news sites will be asked to obtain a government-approved license, broadcaster CTV reports. The report, entitled Canada's Communications Future: Time to Act, was released on January 29 and included 97 recommendations. It details how the CRTC would be vastly expanded to not only regulate radio and television broadcasters but news websites as well. If you're a distributor of content in Canada, and obviously if you're a very small media organization, the requirement probably wouldn't be the same if you're Facebook or Google. There would have to be some proportionality embedded into this, he said during a CTV interview. When asked directly how the legislation would affect foreign websites, with Breitbart News specifically named, Guilbeault said that he did not think foreign sites would be blocked in Canada if they did not comply with the CRTC. Frankly, I'm not sure I see what the big deal is, Guilbeault said. He added that other foreign companies in other industries actively comply with Canadian regulations. We recommend that the existing licensing regime in the Broadcasting Act be accompanied by a registration regime. This would require a person carrying on a media content undertaking by means of the internet to register unless otherwise exempt. Recommendation 56 of the report states. Current CRTC regulations include forcing commercial radio broadcasters who primarily play music to have at least 35% of their content per week come from Canadian artists. Michael Geist, the Canada Research Chairman in Internet and E-commerce Law at the University of Ottawa, labeled the report candidly extreme and added it has no physical boundaries. Conservative MP Michelle Rempel-Garner has also expressed concern over the proposals in the report, saying, "It's very paternalizing and also very frightening to think that the government would try to impose or say that's the role of the government to control. That puts us in league with countries that control the media." Similar moves toward limiting free speech online have been made in Europe in recent months as well, with an October ruling by the Court of Justice of the European Union allowing governments to force social media giant Facebook to remove content. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.